A reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. In the beginning, God lived with humanity in a perfect garden, and in the end, God will live with humanity in a holy city that descends to earth and is lit by his glory and presence. The whole story of Scripture is a story of coming back home and returning to the presence of God. This is what it means to come home. It's not just about an eternal afterlife, but anywhere we are in the presence of God. In Advent, we prepare ourselves for the history-shaping and life-changing hope of Jesus, God himself coming to live with and among us. In the Old Testament, God was nearby in a bush or in a tent or a pillar or a box or a temple. But on Christmas, God is not merely nearby. Jesus becomes a human with humans. And Matthew makes certain that we do not see Jesus merely as a good guy or a good teacher, but God himself. Born of the Holy Spirit to a woman betrothed, he fulfills a promise within a promise from the book of Daniel. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Originally, this was a promise that a particular virgin would stop being a virgin and conceive a son, and that son would show that God is with his people and on his people's side. But it becomes a promise that God is not merely on the side of his people, but that he will be with them fully, truly with them. To fulfill this promise, God chooses to become a human, to be at home with and among his people. This is the hope and the goal of the entirety of the Christian life, being with God. The good news of the gospel is not just that you are forgiven or that you can live forever, but that you can live forever with God. This is your hope in Jesus Emmanuel. God does not want to stay in high heaven in a perfect, strifeless existence. Instead, he chooses to descend and live in the womb of a woman and be born among his people. As we prepare ourselves through Advent, do not think of the cross. Instead, let his birth be a gift on its own. He did not merely come to die, but to live with and among us. For some 30-odd years, those in and around Israel got a taste of the life humans were made for, a life with God. In this moment, you get to live in the hope of Emmanuel. God is with you now. The Spirit of Jesus, the very person of God, lives with and in you. Because of Jesus, God is always near, and anytime you want, you can take a moment of stillness like this and remember that our God forever chooses to be Emmanuel, God with us. Our hope is not set in an immaterial future, where you can leave this physical world behind to be with God in heaven. On the contrary, the story of Scripture is always showing God coming to us. God came into the garden to walk with Adam. God came down into a bush to speak with Moses. God came down to live a life as a human. And the Spirit came down to live with humans, and in the end, God will make a new earth, and he will come down and live in it with us. God always comes to us. Even as we hope for a final day when we can live with God perfectly, we can live out that hope today, being united with God. Take a moment and dim the lights in your room, and light the first candle, the hope candle, and let your hope be realized in his company daily. Let this flame remind you of his presence with you today. And as you finish, take a few moments in prayer to spend some time with him. Pray over the things that you hope for that distract you from the hope you have in Him. Or merely lean back and recline into knowing that God is with you today.